For Metro Trains, make it to the match. Download Metro Notify and have instant notifications sent to your phone.
Swan goes to the Faz. Hopefully he won't fizz. Got the handball over top, the side bottom. Side bottom in the square to Grundy. Making another.
Oh, Brody Grundy joins us, of course. Very impressive young ruckman, Willis, for the Magpies. And I think he makes his rush hour debut. I reckon we've had you in at Triple M Footy before, Broads. But this might be the first time you're in here, so it's good to see you.
Thank you.
Now, day off. You're just lurking?
Yeah, just lurking. I actually walked here today.
Really?
Yeah.
From?
Where from?
Made the stroll from the club.
Oh, nice.
Just poddled along.
Along the river?
Through the gardens there.
Oh, nice.
Botanical gardens?
Yeah, I haven't actually been to South Melbourne. I haven't actually been to this street before.
Clarendon Street?
Clarendon Street.
This is one of the great strips, Broads.
It's very... Looks a bit hipster.
I see you. Yeah, a bit. Well, it's a bit all over the shop, to be honest. I see you walking around the botanical gardens. The Collingwood boys do. They like to get around there and have a coffee in Domain Road.
Yeah, I think that's Travis Cloak's set up there. I'm not actually up to date with all the cafes and whatnot, but they seem to be getting around quite a fair bit.
A pack of them that go and find new ones, you know, from time to time. And our man Tyson Goldsack's one of them.
I think
I've seen Big Reedy with them as well. Yeah. They, every now and then they drift over here, but they tend to go far and wide.
Typical Beak fashion there.
Good to see Reedy back on the weekend and kicking for you. That's one positive out of the game.
Just was our ray of light, wasn't he, on the weekend? Yeah, he's been doing a lot of extra work. He's been catching up with one of the girls from the Australian Ballet, and we've been doing some some work there.
What, like? Twinkle toes.
Activating the right muscles and whatnot.
Activating the right muscles.
So for Reedy with his soft tissue injuries, it's really important for him to be activating the right stuff, and we've seen the benefits on the weekend.
Bloody oath, it
bit
works.
Of ballet,
whatever
gym.
He's doing's working, Bill.
How do you go in the ballet, bro?
It's a work in progress.
Hey, now I think we've got to go back to Glenn Manton, Bill, back in your day, to find a more pierced unit than Broads.
What pierced?
Goes with the eye piercing or the eyebrow or ear. Yeah. What are your ear?
Nah, just
and lip.
Just the ear and the lip.
So you're not allowed to play with them, I'm guessing.
No.
No.
So what happens? They can't be easy to put in and out, I wouldn't have thought.
That was a tough period there through pre-season when it had to go through a couple weeks of re-piercing, but I've done the hard yards now, and it's all pretty much can keep it out for a while.
And you're not allowed to train in them either, I'm guessing. So it's really only day off, one day a week.
Oh, no, they're pretty casual. It's up to me. If it gets ripped out, it's my own fault. But
Now, Swanee, the only other player with piercings, who else you got?
No, Swanee doesn't have piercings. I suppose people give me grief about mine, but you can take my piercings out. You can't take Swanee's skin off.
But he had the nose pierced there for a while.
Oh yeah, he does have his nose pierced. Yeah.
Downstairs, anything?
No. Just
what do they call
the
that, Tim?
I don't know.
The
Prince Albert.
You knew,
Apparently. Yeah, no, exactly.
Prince Albert.
Well, this is an unusual look, Bill, for a man from Unley.
What?
Having spent 16 years in Adelaide you've got your Elizabeths and your Salisbury's and your Gawler's up there, tends to be a bit more piercing.
Yeah.
But Adelaide's your very nice leafy eastern, sort of southeastern suburb of Adelaide. So where's this come from, Broads?
I think we're stereotyping there, and we don't like to do that in the footy club.
That's absolutely what I'm doing. But it is true.
Where'd you
go to school over there?
I went to school at Cabra College.
Oh, yes.
So on Cross Road there.
So were there, how did the rest of the student body there go?
The student body, type of blazer type setup with a tie. So
I reckon you're breaking the mold a bit with this, the way you're rolling.
I like to walk to my, what's that term? Walk to the beat of your own drum.
That's it. Yeah, well, Travis Cloak didn't try and say that. He always stuffs them up, doesn't he?
Within reason, though.
No, you're also a student at La Trobe Uni, so you're doing some health science there, which... Just explain that to the listeners.
Yeah, the science of health, as I said earlier. I'm really enjoying that. Just the, what have we got? The physiology, the anatomy, all that. I sink my teeth into that. I'm pretty passionate about
how the body works.
Yeah, how the body works. all that, and I want to eventually get into physio, something like that. Good, so I'm working pretty hard to try and transfer at the end of this year, make sure my grades are good.
Oh, that's brilliant, I reckon. Yeah. No, all exactly. All of the boys at the footy clubs that study hard tend to play better.
Well, some of them, you know, each to their own. I mean, I've got my piercings, Swanny's got his tattoos, but some guys, you know, some guys are doing barista courses,
yep,
and stuff like that. So, I mean, each to their own, I guess.
And I saw a nice little video where you're doing some work with the Salvos, and you did a bit of street art painting down the back lanes of Melbourne with disadvantaged kids.
Well, we haven't actually got into it yet. Well, that's what we're planning on doing.
What was the video doing then?
That's just a little taster.
A little teaser.
Just a little teaser.
Well, you had the wall and it was all ready to go.
Yeah, I know. It's all happening. I've been working with Brendan Nottle from the Salvos, and
good man.
Some of the local artists, and you know, we've just been, you know, with my injury that I had, and Brendan's been going away, and everyone's been so busy, and
yeah. We've
been planning it for a long time, but I'm thinking it's gonna try and happen in the next couple months, but we'll
righto. We'll look forward.
Let the games finish first, maybe. Hey, Brodes, can you stick around?
Yep.
Yeah. Brodie Grundy from the Collingwood Football Club on the Rush Hour.
Thanks to Metro Trains. Download Metro Notify for all your travel notifications. Triple M. It is Triple M's Rush Hour. Thanks to Carlisle Holmes, James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and from the Pies, Brodie Grundy in studio as well.
Yes, and 11th on the ladder, 9-9. Do you look ahead and say, well, it's F word? Or are you gone, are you?
Oh, mate, I don't know. It's you know, it's sounding a little bit like last year, but I mean, we started lovely, and obviously there was that patch where we were very close, but just been missing the mark. But you know, good to get that ugly win, I suppose, against Carlton, and
well, you needed it after the last 6 weeks,
yeah,
bro.
I know.
Do you remember the song?
Yeah, you had seven in there or something.
Yeah, seven debutants.
Yeah, Levi. Oh, I'm not Levi, Jono, Marsh, Sharonberg.
Yeah. Well, there was certainly plenty. Hey, if you don't get into the finals, you can certainly shape them. You got the Swannies this week, who are desperate to get into the top four. Then you got Richmond,
all in
a similar position. Then you got the Cats, who are trying to hang on. So your next three rounds, whatever happens, will be season shapers, bro.
Yeah, well, obviously going up to Sydney on Thursday, and short turnaround for us. So, you know, we haven't actually, our main training's tomorrow, so it's going to be, you know, obviously very important, and we normally play pretty well up there.
I'm about to say, you got a good record.
Yeah.
Yep, no doubt.
How's your neck?
Yeah, the neck's all good now. There's a little bit of a scare.
What about,
yeah, it's a bit, at the start, they were catastrophizing a little bit, but.
They were what?
Try and spell that. Catastrophizing.
Brody speaks a language Bill can't understand.
He's out here, this bloke. He's an intelligent sort of a ruckman.
Yeah.
But you were in a brace for 2 weeks. You missed three games, so it must have been pretty nasty.
It's probably got something to do with the losses that we had.
Yeah, that would be it. No, Brody, no Collingwood. That's what he's saying, Jim.
I think that's what he's saying.
Nah. Exactly.
I was thinking that they were making it a bigger deal than what I thought it was, getting, you know, rushed off the hospital and whatnot. But when we got the scans, I was pretty thankful that they took the necessary protocol and
precaution.
Yeah, of course, as we need to in this sport.
Hey, Brodes, what I love about the way you play is not only as a big man do you do the obvious things well, but then you start piling into a few. Once the ball clears the area, Bill, he just smashes into a couple of the Nipsies. They're around there and lets them know, and that's what you want from your big bloke.
Surely not, do you, Brodes? Well, throw the weight around.
I try, but within reason. I think last year I was giving away too many free kicks, so I've had to, tame it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, Swanee has been outstanding this year, hasn't he? What about him on the weekend? No one went near him. 41 touches.
Yeah. You see that mark in the last quarter where he just, you know.
He's a star.
He was just saying with the forward structure going forward, just get it into him. Mm. Just one out. Just let him do the rest.
Get it into him.
Get it in.
Oh, I love Swanee. Hey, we've got to find out a little more about this man, Bill. So,
yes.
you've been working hard on some questions.
I have, right. Bro. Stand by. What is the coach's favourite saying?
He's got a few. He's got depth and breadth of leadership. Moment in time. Yeah, there's a few off the top of my head.
Who is a coach's pet?
Oh, probably just Pendles. Just standard.
Just Pendles? Standard, no one else? Who did you barrack for as a little tacker? Did you follow footy?
Oh, I didn't really follow footy too much. Played basketball growing up, so I was across it, but wasn't really too phased. I obviously liked the Adelaide teams.
Yeah.
And then I played for Sturt in the SNFL, so I liked Carlton because of they had the same colours.
How far did you go with your basketball?
Played at state level, won the 16s, and then just kind of made a bit of a transition, and it's all worked out really well for me.
If you weren't a footballer, what would you be doing right now?
Right now, I suppose, probably just at uni or something like that.
Yeah, doing health science, which you're doing. Who was the best dressed player? Who's the best dressed?
We've got a few suave individuals. Nathan Brown's got a good kit.
Has he?
Nathan Brown, we don't talk much, Brownie, but I respect his...
you don't talk much?
You and he? Got a lot in common?
No, we're all right. It's just, it's just a mutual respect.
Who's the worst dressed? Because you'd have some shockers.
Oh, Shaz is... Oh, Tim Broomhead's pretty bad.
He's your mate, isn't he?
He's your mate, isn't he? From Adelaide.
He's my mate, but I've got to throw him under the bus.
Is paper plane throwing a sport?
we had this discussion. I'm not sure. That's why I threw it out there to
the public. Yeah, I know. You threw it out there on Twitter or whatever you did. And what did they say?
Some were for, some were against.
What do you think?
It's whether it's molded in a competition. I mean, if we just decide to go throw a paper plane off this beautiful story, then it wouldn't really be a sport. But if we surround it with some sort of competition,
then it's
a prize incentive.
Well, what about darts then? Do you reckon darts is a sport?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it?
But is it?
Well, what was my theory, Jim? If you change shoes, it's a sport.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. So swimming you didn't think was a sport because you can't wear bare feet.
That's right. That was the one that I struggled with, the only one. It was a bit hard, that one, yeah.
Hey, Brodes, we've loved catching up with you. I've just got Big Bristle texting in, loving, of course, a former Collingwood superstar. So
you know Brian Taylor? Do you see him a lot?
Nope.
The legend, Bristle.
Never met him.
You need to.
Yeah.
100 goal kicker, Coleman medalist for the Pies.
Does all your...
Loves the
hosts
rush hour.
All the shows, doesn't he?
He does, bloody oath he does. Big Brian, thank you, Brian. Brodes, good catching up with you. Good luck with these next four games. As I say, the Maggies either get there on their own or they'll certainly make some mess along the way. I beg your pardon, Bill?
I'd be booking me holiday September, Brodes.
What do you got to say about that?
Not much.